13 of the passage. So Luke chapter 1 and verse 13. The scriptures tell us, "But the angel remembered Gabriel, said unto him, that Zacharias, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. I want to stress at the beginning of the message that answer to prayer, if you seek the Lord, call upon him. Answer to prayer is not always immediate. It doesn't always happen right away. Often the answer to our prayers can be delayed, and it can be delayed even for a very long time. I want to remind you that there are many examples of that fact, that truth in the scriptures. Many examples of delayed answers to prayer. You think of Hannah. Hannah actually prayed for years for the Lord to give her a son. You think of Nehemiah. He prayed for 4 months for the Lord to use him to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem before the Lord opened up the door for him to go. Think of Daniel, that great man of prayer. The scriptures tell us he prayed for 3 full weeks. Before the answer came, and there was a great spiritual battle raging during that 3 weeks. But he prayed for 3 full weeks before the answer came, and the Lord gave him a vision of the future. You think of the New Testament church in the book of Acts. We're told that they continued in prayer for 10 days before the power of the Holy Ghost came upon them. So it's clear the Lord's will, it is the Lord's will, often is the Lord's will, to delay in answering the prayers of his people. And here in Luke chapter 1, just before the birth of the Lord Jesus, we have another great example of delayed answer to prayer. This time it's in the life of Zacharias. Remember, here was an old man still faithfully serving the Lord as a priest in the temple. His wife Elizabeth was a cousin of Mary, the mother of our Saviour. Zacharias and Elizabeth were a godly couple. You look at verse 6, it says, "And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless." They were a godly couple. But Elizabeth was barren. They had not had any children. And to a Jew, that was a cause of great sorrow. A great sorrow to have no children in the family. But in their response to this sad and painful situation, they set us a very good example, because what they did was they prayed about it. They took it to the Lord in prayer. And they prayed for a son. And that stresses for us, brethren and sisters, the fact you can pray about every situation in life. But even more than the fact that they prayed for a son, I want to emphasize and highlight that they prayed about it for a long time. In fact, they presented that petition before the Lord for years. Remember, they're now both old, and still their prayer had not been answered. And it would seem, as they draw near the end of their life, it would seem as if they had prayed in vain, probably because of their age. They had given up praying. In their circumstances, you might have been tempted to do the same, to make the same response. Maybe there's someone here today, and you're praying about something. You've been pleading with God about an important matter. You've been doing that for a long time, perhaps for days, weeks, months, maybe even for years. But still the heavens are as brass. Still there's no answer from God. Sometimes in those circumstances, as Christians, we can be confused. We really don't know what to think. Sometimes as Christians we can be discouraged when our prayers are not answered. We can be cast down. Sometimes we can even be full of unbelief, full of bitterness, even toward the Lord himself. At times we can feel like giving up praying, fainting at the throne of grace. Sometimes Christians, when their prayers aren't answered, they don't pray at all. They give up on their prayer life completely. They don't pray in private. They don't come to the prayer meetings. How sad, how wrong that is, brethren and sisters. And perhaps that's you today. Perhaps you have responded in one of the matters that I've just outlined. And if you have, I want you to see, brethren and sisters, there's a great blessing. There's a great challenge. There's a great lesson in this story for you. This story of Zacharias and Elizabeth. The title that we've taken for the message is "Don't Be Afraid When God Delays to Answer Your Prayers." That's one of the great lessons that we learn from Zacharias here at this time. Don't be afraid when God delays to answer your prayers. So some great truths that will encourage you today on that theme that I want to identify from this passage, particularly verse 13 that's before us. Notice in the first place the exhortation. Note the exhortation that's given here to Zacharias by Gabriel. He said, "Fear not, Zacharias." That message reveals Zacharias was afraid. He was full of fear. For one thing, he'd seen an angel. And at very least, seeing an angel, that would be a disconcerting experience. And in addition to that, if you consider the angel's message to Zacharias, he had also a great fear in his heart at that time that he was going to die childless. So it's obvious Zacharias had fears and worries, just like many in the congregation here today. But the Lord had a message of exhortation for him. And it wasn't a long message, just two words. The Lord said to Zacharias, "Fear not." And how important those words are, brethren and sisters. How precious, how relevant that message was to this dear old saint of God. And I want you to consider it carefully today as well. Those lovely words the Lord would speak to you, "Fear not." Notice that his name is attached to the message. The angel said, "Fear not, Zacharias." So this was a personal message, one directly for him in his circumstances at that time. And I want to exhort you all today, put your name into the verse. Claim the message. Claim the exhortation today by faith. It is for you too, whoever you are, whatever your situation. The Lord's saying the same thing to your heart today. Fear not. Just add your name there. This message, brethren and sisters, is fresh. And it's right up to date for us, even in 2020, as we've been talking about a little earlier. Right up to date for us in the times in which we're found. At this time of the year, we're thinking about the birth of the Lord Jesus. Can I point out to you that four times in the biblical record of the birth of the Lord Jesus, you find these words, "Fear not." Four times they're repeated. There is the "fear not" to Mary, a young woman, probably in her late teens, when she had revealed to her the Lord's will for her life, that she was the one chosen of God to give birth to the Messiah, to the one who would be the Savior of the world. There's the "fear not" to Joseph in Matthew chapter 1, when it was revealed to him that his betrothed wife was expecting a child. Remember that when he first received that news, he didn't know God's plan. He wasn't aware of God's purposes, what the Lord was actually doing. There's also the "fear not" to the shepherds working at night in the fields, whenever the angel of the Lord appeared to them to announce the birth of the Lord Jesus. And then the fourth one is here, Zacharias in our text. So here, men and women, are the "fear nots" of the Christmas story. These words were repeated on four occasions at that time. And what that teaches us is this: there was a lot of fear in those events and in that time. Even at the birth of the Lord Jesus, there was a lot that caused fear, even what we could describe as great fear, to both men and women, to all ages, men and women of all positions. And brethren and sisters, that is our lot too at this time. There's a lot to cause fear in our hearts as this Christmas 2020 approaches. You fear today about your health, but the health of your family, especially with all the situation of the coronavirus, the pandemic. You fear for the future. What's the new year going to hold? Not just with the pandemic, all the changes that will be brought about by Brexit. You fear for your work, your business, your finance. What will the economy be like? What will your job situation, your income be like in 2021? All sorts of fears. But brethren and sisters, the Lord gives you all today. Whatever your circumstance, the Lord gives you all this same exhortation. Fear not. Can I remind you, there are many fear nots in the Bible. This little statement is scattered bountifully through the whole of Scripture. It is one of the most often repeated statements in all the Bible. Now you think of this question. Do you know the reason why there are so many fear nots? Why it is there so often in the Word of God? Well, the answer is because the Lord knew. In this world and in this life, doesn't matter what period of history you live in, what generation you're from, the Lord knew that in this world and in this life, there would be many times, there would be many situations that would cause you to be afraid about what is happening in your country, in your life, and in your family. And he wants you to see, he wants you to learn and understand that regardless of what is taking place in your life, you're not to be full of fear. That's not to be the mark of a Christian. We're to be full of faith. Keep our eyes upon him and trust in him. The exhortation, brethren and sisters, is still the same today. A little over 2,000 years later, the Lord says, fear not at all of our hearts. Notice as well the encouragement. Notice the words in the text, thy prayer is heard. What an encouragement that must have been to Zacharias. The name Zacharias is very interesting. It is the New Testament form of the name Zechariah, the Old Testament prophet. Both names mean remembered of Jehovah. And how appropriate that is when you think of the Lord answering his prayers. Zacharias was remembered of Jehovah. Can I remind you, after the flood, the Bible records the Lord remembered Noah. Now, I stress, when the Bible says the Lord remembered Noah, it doesn't mean that the Lord had forgotten him while he was in the ark. Sometimes we feel like that. We can feel that even God has forgotten us in our circumstances. The idea, whenever the Lord said that he remembered Noah, what that meant was the Lord paid attention to him. The Lord fulfilled his promise. The Lord acted on Noah's behalf. And that's what the Lord did for Zacharias. He too was remembered of the Lord. His name became his experience. The Lord fulfilled his promise for him. The Lord began to act on Zacharias' behalf. After all that time, the Lord answered Zacharias' prayers. And you, brethren and sisters, I want you to see here today, every Christian in the meeting, we are still in the school of God. Especially, we're still in the school of prayer, as we're thinking of that theme, especially in the message. We're still in the school of prayer. And that's a school, you know, that you never leave. Doesn't matter how old you are, how long you've been a Christian. It's a school that you never graduate from. The Lord's teaching us here. He's encouraging you. He's encouraging you and teaching you about delayed answers to your prayers. And he wants you to learn this, that delays are not denials. You've been encouraged by the Lord in the life of this man, Zacharias, to keep praying, however long it takes. Don't give up. Don't quit. As Paul said to the Colossian believers, continue in prayer. Even when it's not evident, even when there's no evidence to the physical eye that God's going to give an answer to that petition. You ask why? Well, for this reason. God does answer prayer, brethren and sisters. Let me remind you of that. May the Lord impress it afresh upon your hearts today. Think of Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. Call on to me. What will happen when you call on to God? He says, I will answer thee. So ponder those words. Notice that he says, I will answer thee. Note the certainty of them, the certainty of the promise. What an encouragement to you, brethren and sisters. Here is the reality. Here's the great truth that we want you to grasp in the Lord's house today. God always answers prayer. And I stress the word always. He always does. But He will not always do it when you want. And He will not always do it in the way that you want. Not because He's stubborn. Not because He's awkward. Sometimes you meet people like that, you ask them to do something for you, and they will do it, but they're just a wee bit awkward, a wee bit difficult to work with. The Lord's not like that. The Lord will do it not when you want, not in the way that you want. For this reason, men and women, because He's all wise. The Lord knows what He's doing. He knows what is best for you, your family, best in your life. And He will answer your prayers in His time, because He knows what is best. He knows the best and the right time to give the answer to that request. You ever notice the words in the book of Galatians about the birth of the Lord Jesus? It says, in the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman made under the law. Notice the word there, the fullness of time. In other words, the Lord Jesus was born at God's appointed time. That's when the Saviour actually came into the world. It was at God's appointed time. And Zacharias' prayers, well, they were just the same. They were answered, brethren and sisters, at God's appointed time. And so it will be for you and for your family. Remember, in the Bible, you're often commanded to wait. Especially to wait on the Lord. We know that's something that's hard to do. It's hard to wait on anybody. And it's even hard to wait on the Lord, particularly as the time goes on. Especially when you've already been waiting for a long time, maybe waiting for years, just like this man Zacharias had been doing. But here's what the psalmist said, men and women. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. And I want to urge you to do that. Do that today and in coming days, even as we enter into this latest lockdown, and in the will of God, we enter into this new year. One other thing. The expectation. Look at the words in our text. When the angel gave the message and said, thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Here Zacharias has promised to expect great things from God. He was to expect God to spare him. Remember, he's already an old man. But he's to expect that God's going to spare him a little longer to see his prayers answered. And he's going to see his prayers answered in the most remarkable way. Because in their old age, God's going to bless them with a child. But not only would they have a child, he was going to be a child that was greatly used of God. Because their son was going to be one of the greatest men in all of Israel's history. You see the words of verse 15? It says that John the Baptist would be great in the sight of the Lord. Not great in the sight of men. There's a world of difference between the two. Do you remember that the Saviour declared during His earthly ministry, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Just think of that. A greater than John the Baptist. So God answered this man's prayers in a marvellous way. And as you consider what the Lord did for Zacharias, I want you to see today, brethren and sisters, the Lord has great blessings in store for you too. The Lord has great blessings in store for all His faithful servants, for those who seek Him persistently and those that wait on Him patiently. Think of the great promises of Scripture. Remember those words of Jeremiah again, call unto me and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Now, a tremendous statement. The words there at the end of that verse literally mean great and hidden things. In other words, things that you could never see, never expect to see happening or take place. Consider the great promise given to the church at Ephesus. The Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Note the words above all that we ask, the greatest request you've ever made, the greatest dream that you've ever had for your home and for your family. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So what are you to expect when you pray, brethren and sisters? Even when your faith is tried and the answer is long delayed, what are you to expect? You're to expect great and unexpected things. Because remember, the Lord tells us in his word that nothing is too hard for him. And you learn from Zacharias, you learn from this old man, that you can expect those mighty things right to the very end of your life. Even in old age. Here's an old man, prayer's been answered in a mighty way, in a blessed way. So brethren and sisters, amidst all that's going on, don't be afraid when God delays to answer your prayers. That's what we learn from these events in the life of Zacharias. I'll close with this thought. Just point out, it's interesting, the book of Luke begins with a couple who walked with God, Zacharias and Elizabeth. Do you ever notice that the book of Luke also ends with another couple who walked with the Lord Jesus? It was the two that walked that day to Emmaus on the evening of the resurrection day, Cleopas and his wife. And the Lord came and encouraged both couples in a very special way. And I want you to see from that he'll do the same for you. Every godly person, every godly couple, every godly home, the Lord will do the same for you, and he'll do it for you at this Christmas time. So let me exhort you, don't despair, brethren and sisters. Don't give up. Just keep praying. Keep waiting on the Lord. Because remember, as the prophet said, though it tarry, the answer will surely come. Not a doubt about it. The angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Let me finish just with this. You're familiar with Charles Wesley's great Christmas carol,